Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
First, let's go out and talk to Brad Graham. You can check out his YouTube page at the SF Niners. Brad, what's going on, man?
Oh, just getting ready for a big draft day for the San Francisco 49ers, but I appreciate you guys having me on.
Yeah, and you're on the perfect day, obviously. What do you expect to happen tonight? The 49ers have the 31st pick, and there's a lot of noise around wide receiver Brandon Ayuk. How do you think tonight plays out?
I think, number one, trying to figure out and see what is going to happen with Brandon Ayuk is that the number one on the list, because if the 49ers do try to trade him, it would likely try to be for a pick that is above 31. So it'll be interesting to see if that does occur, because that will likely be the first move that happens. But I was listening to Mike Florio earlier with Fonte and Shafty, and I thought, you know, he summed it up pretty perfectly. It's a high price for the 49ers to trade away Brandon Ayuk, you know, asking for a first-round pick, and then for the team to pay him as one of the top wide receivers in the class or in the NFL right now. So because of that, I do think there is a strong chance that Brandon Ayuk sticks around. You know, we did see a situation play out similarly with Deebo Samuel. There was a package given by the Jets. The 49ers ultimately turned it down, kept Deebo Samuel, paid him right before training camp. So that does feel like that could be the most likely outcome. However, you guys know just as well as I do, anything can happen on draft night when teams are trying to add as much talent as they can.
And we're joined by Brad Graham. You can check out his YouTube page at the SF Niners. Real quick, my understanding is if the 49ers are to move Ayuk, they would do it right before the selection that they trade for is picked. What would be the earliest you would expect any kind of Brandon Ayuk trade to occur? At what kind of number and what team?
It feels like right now that the highest it could be would be the Colts at 15. They obviously signed Michael Pittman. They have a rookie quarterback. Their wide receiver two spot's a little shaky, but they have a solid slot wide receiver in Josh Downs. And it feels like they could use a legitimate wide receiver one to kind of pair up with Pittman. But then also I could see potentially the Pittsburgh Steelers being very interested in Brandon Ayuk and getting a wide receiver to pair up with George Pickens. So it kind of feels like the highest I could see a potential trade going down would be pick 15 with the Colts. It feels like the sweet spot, though, would be maybe early 20s, and the latest I could see it going would be the Bills at 28.
Brad, let me ask you this. Obviously, the Niners offense as a whole in the Super Bowl didn't have the best day collectively. But everybody's talking, and I get it, that the offensive line is where they need to the position they need to draft. What word would you describe the current state of the Niners' offensive line?
Well, I think when we look at the Super Bowl performance, I honestly don't hear a lot of people talk about the fact that Jonathan Feliciano got hurt early on in that game. And Spencer Burford had to step in, who he's, you know, has been a starter for the last couple years for the 49ers. But I do feel that Feliciano had brought a level of consistency to that group up front, specifically that right side. And when he went down, you could kind of feel that throughout the majority of the game. So the 49ers brought him back on a one-year deal, and I expect him to be slotted in as the starter moving forward for this year. And I do think that will bring a level of calm to that right side, especially with Colton McKibbitt there as well. But I do think the 49ers are looking at this like, we have the starting line that took us all the way, you know, into overtime at the Super Bowl. Now, can we improve the offensive line? Of course. But I don't think they're looking to feel like they have to pigeonhole themselves at pick 31 to take offensive line if the right player isn't there. So I do think the offensive line can be upgraded, but I don't think you have to reach at 31 to get that done.
Brad Graham joining us on 95.7 The Game. You can check out his YouTube page at the SF Niners. Is there any scenario in which Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch may think, okay, if we start Juwan Jennings at wide receiver in place of Ayuk, who we trade, and we upgrade the offensive line and other areas, that we could still be an overall better football team, even though Ayuk is not on the team as a receiver?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think Juwan Jennings is a phenomenal player. You know, third and Juwan, what he does in big time moments. I mean, he was almost the Super Bowl MVP there for a second. But I also look at what Brandon Ayuk brings to the table for the San Francisco 49ers. I mean, he was 31st in the NFL in receptions, but he was 7th in yardage. He is just a productive player. And also, too, when I look at Brandon Ayuk, I think about what he does as a blocker in this offense. And I think of some of the big time plays that have happened just in the playoffs alone, where he has sprung, I think of Deebo Samuel going about 60 yards up the left sideline against the Seattle Seahawks in the divisional round. I think of Christian McCaffrey busting a huge run against the Green Bay Packers up the middle for a big-time touchdown with Brandon Ayuk making the final block. BA is such an integral part of what this offense does and has proven to be a trusted weapon of Brock. I feel like if the 49ers want to have their best shot at getting back to the Super Bowl, it would be with Brandon Ayuk a part of the team. And like I said, I feel like you can find offensive line in the mid rounds. There's guys like Blake Fisher that I really do like. You can find guys like Roger Rosengarten a little bit later. But unless you're trading up 15, 20 and taking a Troy Fautanu or someone like that, I really would think that Brandon Ayuk does give you your best shot, opposed to just having Deebo Samuel and Juwan Jennings, Ronnie Bell, Chris Conley, guys like that try to get the job done. Obviously, still got George Kittle out there. But I do feel like Brandon Ayuk is a big part of this.
Yeah, I agree with you, Brad. You know, I'm looking at so many positions on the defensive side of the ball. You know, Chase Young is gone. Gregory, the Niners tried to enhance that. We saw Greenlaw get hurt in the Super Bowl. What is the theme of this draft, do you think, for the 49ers going into it tonight is going to be the theme?
Well, I think there's a lot of focus on the offense, and rightfully so. Like, you know, offense sells tickets and, you know, puts butts in seats, and we really appreciate what Shanahan does. But if there's anything that we've heard from John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan, is the emphasis on really building out this defense and the defensive line. So I really do think, you know, if we're talking theme, it might be solidifying the defense. I could see, you know, I know fans are already cringing as I'm saying this. I could see a situation where they go interior defensive tackle early. I could see them going cornerback early. I could see them adding a safety maybe in the second round, maybe third, fourth as well, and more edge help. So I really think when you look at what the 49ers did last year offensively, you had Christian McCaffrey and Brock Purdy put up MVP-style campaigns. Obviously, Brandon Ayuk was a second-team all-pro player. George Kittle was the only tight end in the NFL who eclipsed 1,000 yards receiving, and they returned every starter on the offensive side. So I really do think that defense could be the theme of this draft coming up here.
We're talking to Brad Graham. You can check out his YouTube page at the SF Niners. Okay, a quick one here. What do you think the 49ers, who do you think they'll take? Give me a name of a player you think they'll take at 31 if he's there, and then give me a pick at 31, somebody you like, just a guy that you would like to see him take, maybe your dream pick.
Ooh, that's a good question. I could definitely see the San Francisco 49ers taking cornerback Nate Wiggins out of Clemson. They had him in on a 30 visit. He's one of the fastest, if not the fastest, cornerback in this class. He ran a 4.28, has him in the 99th percentile, and he has a good frame, 6'1", 170 pounds, and he's got phenomenal ball skills, great athlete. And I think when you look at it, he would be able to pair up with Charvarius Ward and D'Amador Lenore, who are both free agents at the end of this year. And if you get those three guys out there, I think that would present a huge, huge challenge for other teams. If I had to go for a player that I would pick, I'm looking at guys like I said earlier, I'm all for going more defensive line. So a guy like Darius Robinson out of Mizzou, or even Chop Robinson out of Penn State could be enticing options for me. But if I had to have my dream, Steiny, my dream would be Troy Fautanu out of Washington, offensive tackle. I think he could be an all-pro at all five spots across the offensive line, and he could start wherever you wanted him. It could be center. It could be right tackle. I think he is one of the unicorns in this class. So, but there's going to be some options, and it's going to be fascinating to see what the 49ers actually do at pick 31 if they stay put.
Yeah, Brad, I love that word fascinating, because that leads me to my next question. I can remember this day, honest to God, 2021, about the quarterback draft class, and I was telling Steiny, man, there's going to be a 30 for 30, and right now it doesn't look good, and yet the Niners draft a quarterback, mystery relevant, and he comes in for the mistake that was Trey Lance, and he's taken over, you know, the football world. What questions do you have left for Brock Purdy? What's on your sheet this year for him? Because there's bags waiting on him. What's next for him in his growth?
I honestly think that his arm could get better. I think when you look at what Brock Purdy had to do to get prepared to even be ready for training camp, he had about 2.5 months from UCL surgery to get ready to go, where it was straight into rehab, straight just being able to like learn how to re-throw with the surgery, and then straight into the season. I think we saw some photos of him this offseason that went a little viral of him looking pretty buff, like he's been in the gym. I think he can improve his mechanics even more. I think we can see even more zip on the ball, and I think we could even see even more improved deep ball from Brock Purdy. So I think I think mentally, he's about as good as where you want to be for a 24-year-old in this league. But I think from the physical standpoint, his body's still maturing, and I think he could find another level to that arm. And I'm excited to see what he looks like without an off season of rehab, without an off season of just trying to get ready for training camp, and just being able to attack it in a very methodical way. And from everything that we've seen and the work he's been doing down in Florida with his quarterback coach, Will Hewitt, it does look like Brock is definitely attacking this offseason the right way. And I think we could see even more fireworks out of him next year.
Brad, thank you so much for joining us.
Appreciate it.
And just great information. Thanks for your time, man.
Steiny and Goo, thank you so much.
All right, that's Brad.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.